Spartan, if you listen to our previous podcast, you'd understand why we're doing this.
Exactly.
I listened to them because Kate told me the name, so I listened to them.
All right. So tonight, on Friday we had, let's see. What do we got tonight? Hold on. Tonight we have Orion is high in the southeast right after dark, and he stands highest due south around 10 p.m. Ooh. Orion is the brightest of the 88 constellations, but his main pattern is surprisingly small compared to some of his dimmer neighbors. Wow.
Ooh, insane. I feel so much more enlightened now. Okay, here we go. I'll do four. I'll do four different readings here, all right? Four different weekly horoscopes. First, Pisces. You're born February 19th to March 20th. Congratulations. All right, here we go. Oh, my God, this is really long. I'll read the first one. All right. Here we go. Your caring sign is always there for everybody else. But here's a question for you. How are you doing when it comes to self-care? If you're typical Pisces and put yourself at the bottom of the priority list, which you never seem to do, things may start to shift on Monday, January 21st. Ooh, wait, that was already passed. Already passed. Anyways, so it did. Did it shift? If it is, boom, that makes sense. This is the grand finale eclipse in a two-year series across the Leo Aquarius axis that's been rocking your inner world since February 10th, 2017. Over the coming weeks, peak manifesting time for this eclipse, you can make good on all those promises you keep making to yourself. But don't try to reinvent the wheel tonight. It took over a while for you to reach the stage, so it's going to take some time to recover. All right, that's for you. All right, Pisces, Libra. Let me see Libra. God, these freaking ads, man. Libra, on Tuesday, your natural eloquence gets bumped up to a whole new level as your ruler, charismatic Venus, holds your annual summit with candid Jupiter and your communication corner. Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's nice. Beautiful. All right, Capricorn, you're next. Capricorn. All right. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. It's getting hot in here. If your mojo's been in slow-mo, get ready for some major fire stoking. Oh, my God. This is talking about sex. Monday, January 21st marks a sizzling full moon. Lunar eclipse in Leo, which lights up your erotic. Oh, my God. Your erotic.
Why is my not
talking? Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm a cap.
Do I keep reading this or do I finish reading this? This grand finale.
I still have a few of the week sky.
Okay. So. This is the grand finale in a two-year eclipse series across the Leo Aquarius axis that began on February 10th. Okay. Since then, money, security, and intimacy have been big themes in your life, and this one could bring the kind of changes or culmination you've been waiting for. Remember, hard-toiling Capricorn, life isn't meant to be all work and no play. Wink, wink. This is a perfect moment to put your funny, sunny side, bolder, on display. Another lunar light, you're magnetically irresistible. Oof. And by being just a little bolder, you might be amazed by the quantity or quality, there we go, of people you attract. Wow, Capricorn is on fire right now. All right, last one. Let's see here. Let's go somewhere else. Let's do, not Leo. I don't want Leo. Sorry, Leo. I'm going to do... It's a Virgo. All right, Virgo, you're next. All right, Virgo, here we go. Welcome to the surreal world. In the wee hours of Monday, a full moon lights up in the sky, and it's doubly significant because it's the last eclipse in the two-year series. Gotcha. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Whew. The next 2 weeks have Con Mary written all over them. I don't know what that is. What do you want to release from your life? Move on from, step into. This lunar light stokes your imagination and brings on a surge of divine downloads. Pro tip, stop filling every second of your life with work, chores, and even fun stuff. What? And yes, we realize that work and chores are fun to do. Wait, work can be fun, but chores are not fun. Sorry. To make the most of this potent event, you need to declutter your mind of all the noise and busyness. They spelled business wrong. But make time over the coming weeks to meditate and burn off anxiety with regular exercise. There we go. Virgo, you're awesome. Good for you. God, that last one was really hot, wasn't it? It's like all this intimacy and like stoking fire and like what the what?
Yeah. Okay. So today, all right. So I actually read the 26th earlier. So we got tonight on the 23rd of January, the Gemini twins lie on their sides on winter evenings left of Orion.
There we go.
Their head stars, Castor and Pollux, are farthest from Orion, one over the other. Castor is the one on top. The caster figure's feet are just left of the top of Orion's dim club. Then tomorrow we got, with the waning gibbous moon now gone from the early evening sky, is your sky dark enough for you to see the winter Milky Way? Ooh. Ooh. After dinner time, it runs vertically and across the zenith from bright. Ooh, what? There is a double space there. That confused me. from bright Canis Major low in the southeast up between Orion and Gemini through. I'm not pronouncing that. All right, next one. Friday, here we go. All right.
Friday.
Right after dark, face east and look very high. The bright star there is Capella, the goat star. To the right of it, by a couple of finger widths and at arm's length, it is a small and narrow triangle of third and fourth magnitude stars known as the Kids.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. There it is.
That's it. Yeah. Your horoscopes and your astrology for today, guys, for the week.
Yeah.
Hope that enlightened you.
Oh, boy.
Hope it made you feel better with your life. We'll do this every single time we do a podcast. We'll break for this.
If it's a different week, yeah.
If it's a different week, yes, exactly. Different week. If it's the same week, we won't do that. But different week, we're going to give you your weekly horoscopes. I'll take note of which one I did.
This. I forget. Did I start this or did you start this?
I think we both kind of went – we had like a random conversation, like some kind of rant where we're talking about like, oh, it would be funny if we did like horoscopes and astrology. Yeah. We just kind of know we're doing it.
No, because you're talking about, you're talking about like people believing in that stuff. Like,
oh, yeah. I was saying I believed in it back then. You said, no, it was bull crap. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read some horoscopes on the podcast for the people who want to hear it. And you're like,
And then we were talking about like how people like, also be like, oh, if the stars align tonight, like,
It's so general. You're not a believer, man. I gotta believe, man. I believe in that stoking fire for Virgo, man. Woo.
Hey, listen, if someone takes me home right and they're like talking me up and they're like, hey, you know what? My horoscope said I was gonna kick it up a notch this month. I'd be like, all right, well, I'm kicking up the door. All right.
Oh, come on.
All right. I'm at it.
You're not a believer, man. You gotta believe. All right, guys. That's the bonus, I guess, footage here or for bonus content here. On the Patches Podcast, thank you for listening to our awesome, enlightening horoscopes and astrology. Hope you learned something today. Peace out, guys. Lord.